I do mind, too. If you don't mind moving off, I'll call a guard if you don't.
You may call all the guards you wish, but I just so happen to own the baloney pads calcium here on stand.
I think you're getting quite an introduction to the city at this point. Now, well, you see, there are these crazy people who run around. And,
I beg your pardon, my young lady. I am most assuredly, I may be many things, but I am not crazy. And
maybe,
sir,
maybe the fact that he's short has something to do with...
Somebody erased it. They've erased all my tapes. Somebody erased it. They've erased all...
Bad. It only means hurt and exploitation.
Well, I was a much more fearful person growing up in this society than I am now. Now the fear is real fear. It's not...
It's true, you're absolutely right in saying that when Israeli soldiers are taught, we're humane. We have... Yeah, that goes on.
paranoia, it's not myths, it's not the fear of the unknown.
I'm making dirty movies. See, it will be like dirty movies. It will be movies. See, it will be like dirty movies.
And it's true, you're absolutely right in saying that when Israeli soldiers are taught, they're taught we're humane, we have the highest values, and so on. And the same is true of every other army I've ever heard of, no matter what they carry out. Okay? Next question.
I come out of a...
I am a successful orchestral conductor.
Background that might be similar to yours. I fought again for.
Tapes!
Oh, yeah. They erased your tapes. What are they going to be doing? Trying to kill you next?
In the civil rights movement and also almost lost my right arm in a...
Believe that you are special, that somehow the rules do not apply to you.
You don't know how lucky you are being a monkey.
Car that was bombed. I was fought against the Vietnam War. And what disturbs me most about this is I feel like I'm in a pro-war rally in 1965. The distortions aren't really what you say, they're what you don't say. And that's what's really troubling.
So,
with his feet. I don't think it's fair to attack persons.
Well, I must
on
say, I see that he has a problem with his feet, but...
Do you ever get lonely?
Only around people. Nuts.
I transferred it myself. I heard it played back, and now it's blank like the rest of my tapes.
kids are having their fun.
Help me leave you.
The dying bird and thinks there's nothing but unanswered pain.
And you see,
another man sees that same bird.
A situation like that, all a man can do is shut his eyes, let nothing touch him.
Feels the glory.
We'll meet again someday. You can't stop as close as we've been. Always meet again.
Have it so strong.
Oh, my friend, of all those shining years.
Who's doing this?
The Stern family lived near a golf course on which they could not play because they were Jewish. The 15-year-old Stern still felt to be the outsider.
Howard was devoid of the major things that people approve of in high school. For example, what do you evaluate when you see someone in high school? Athletic ability, scholastic ability, abilities with females. I mean, that's basically how we judge each other when we're in 10th, 11th, and 12th grade.
In our churches, in our schools, with our children.
Obviously, you are mistaken.
People are programmed to accept so little, but the possibilities are so great.
Thank you.
In our communities, we must provoke debate. And like all great movements, they begin at a grassroots level. You know, it's amazing to me that months ago, we woke up one day and we realized we were on a path to war. And I wondered, where was the genesis of this? Was this born out of some vendetta mentality, a son trying to absolve the sins of the father? And what I would like to say here today, what I'm saying to you, Mr. Bush, what I'm saying to you,
great Grand, to accept so little, but the possibilities are so great.
Mr. Bush, we do not want these sins visited upon the heads of our children.
Not much given the size of the demo. I really knocked myself out though. Yeah, I'm looking at some of these right now. These are not yet posted, but just to give you an idea of what the messages were that people had out there. Big banner reads, "Stop weapons of mass distraction." Here's George Bush's head on a pike over a sign that says, "Regime change begins at home." Here's, I can't say that one on some censorship radio. All right, hate Saddam, kill babies. No war on Iraq.
Yes.
That's a guy in a wheelchair. Got a sign that says that. Not in our name. War without end. Police state restrictions. Detentions of roundups. War on Iraq.
Wow, that must have been a big sign.
It is. It was huge. This was the whole deal about this demo was scale. Things were big. Numbers were very big. Tons of people. Here's a guy dressed as Darth Vader, and this is going to be posted probably by, the next day or two on FreemanZ.com.
www.meowmeowfreemanz.com.
Meow.
Are you friendly? Or are you not?
G in the evening. The metaphysics. Just rattling the cage a little bit. Stream 475. They're waiting in line, I tell you. Of course, I'm talking through a orthogonally rent tube of time with implicit space all around, of course. So the human interface is indented a little bit. There's a little interference from the corners. Gary Geiserman hanging the shingle right near the keystone, dead center of the arc. Dead man's land. Of course, I am talking to the vast array of imaginary corpses. That's the audience. Not me. I'm exempt. I'm studded on a rent. I'm gap-toothed. I'm just past the three-quarter pole, if you will. It's a blind spot to you. So don't mind me.
Here's a guy dressed as Darth Vader bearing a sign that says, "The People Strike Back."
None of those three. On top of that, he was nicknamed very quickly, and this may come as a shock to him, Gunkard Stern. Gunkard Stern. That was his name.
Not only are they an actual exotic matter, but they're also a symbol.
When those umbi cords got ripped out of her.
For example, the vulgar term that you used, that you said some Israelis, used. But you didn't mention the fact that in the Egyptian press, in the school system, in Palestinian schools, etc., that the virulent, rabid anti-Jewish, not anti-Israeli, anti-Jewish.
My baby here took a huge hit in the church, Michael.
I transferred it myself, I heard it played back, and now it's blank like the rest of my tapes. When those umbi cords got ripped out of her. Ripped out of her.
Yeah, that's what I heard, just before the tire blew out. You're right, it was a shot. You took this to the police, huh?
Yes, I took it to the police. I gave them a copy, they sent it to the lab, and then it came out blank, so somebody's erased it.
Are you sure?
Also, the individual loses his sense of self, but at the same time, experience. We've talked about typologies, characteristics, and we can see that there are instruments available in terms of
in How to Marry a Millionaire, giving another starring performance in How to Marry a Baseball Hero.
It is important that all of us, that includes you, that includes us, all the personalities who have been here present on this planet or all those who are yet to come, that ultimately what we must realize about spirit is that spirit is an aspect of unreasonable love, and that in fact life in and of itself is also unreasonable as it appears to you.
Trial, that means he's sort of in charge of all the proceedings.
Through a glass darkly, here are four people in an absolutely natural, real situation. Is it that it's heightened reality, or is it actually, when you say something happens that indicates that it's not just real?
The game architecture was being downloaded from her to all those slave pods. That's a very vulnerable time for her.
I transferred it myself. I heard it played back.
The gods that they dangle in front of us.
Day or two on freemanz.com.
www.meowmeowfreemanz.com.
Meow. Here's a guy dressed as Darth Vader. DC.
The origin of evil, perhaps?
No, because they got the idea from the Europeans, didn't they? Promote peace, not terrorism.
Sorry, that was a nerd joke. We're at MIT, remember?
Oh, no wonder we didn't get it.
Hey, here's one for George Bush from the Mennonite Church of Rochester, Minnesota. War is not pro-life.
The terrible dream starts. Starts in the middle of the peak. Introduce you slowly. Suddenly, in the middle of the picture,
Duco Merengue.
When Corinne stands at the seaside and says three times, "Now I think the rain's coming."
Duco Merengue.
After the third time he says it, she runs away. That is an exact feeling to me of dream. Mm-hmm. And then everything turns over. When Corinne stands at the seaside and says three times, "Now I think the rain's coming."
From that point on, instead of a husband, she would have a son.
It happens is under his direction.
Or to all those slave pods. Out of her. Just as the game architecture was being downloaded from her to all those slave pods.
War in Iraq on one side,
trying to please Bush on the other side.
Over there on your left is the jury box.
But if we remember that if we can allow ourselves the quality of unreasonable love, then we can realize that we do not have to have reasons to love.
Made to be afraid is wrong, of unreal fears, you know. This person is threatening me for a job, you know. My wife's freedom is my defeat. Your children become a threat to you, old people. And that kind of fear is much more terrifying.
In the underground as a whole, there has to be a high level of commitment to each other as people, even while we're working out differences, because lives are on the line. And the ability to live a normal life is gone.
On, instead of a husband, she would have a son. And from the moment the plane touched down, he treated her the way you'd want your husband to treat you.
having some poor brown guy running Venezuela.
That's a very vulnerable time for her.
You're the master of that technology, the vocalization, the lyrics. How much do they matter to you?
This second set of voice samples shows the way in which voices have been heard breaking into public service broadcasts. For example, breaking across the aircraft band. Often the researcher, as in this case, will leave the radio and recorder switched on for long periods of time. This is done in an attempt to capture voices that break in unexpectedly into radio frequencies and transmissions. The first example we hear involves a telephone conversation between Raymond and his wife, during which a voice breaks in over the radio, which is operating.
You know, we got through customs and all that stuff. I saw this great big bunch of flowers somebody was holding way up in that beautiful, beautiful bunch of flowers. And I said, somebody is certainly going to get themselves a beautiful bouquet of flowers. And guess who that was?
In the same room.
Line that comes out, it is designed to create
no.
One of the things we'd done on the film was to have on the set a pre-visualization system.
She could be crying out for help right here, right now.
I may not suffer quite the same syndrome, and the reason is simple. The sources of material are far more diverse in the internet. They're you and me, not just central broadcasting facilities and programming.
Talking about how government should take care of
is how to state an affirmation, not I'm going to be, or I really want to be, or if it's not too much trouble, I'd really like to be. Make an affirmation.
I'm making dirty movies.
Street. Into ballistic attack, into chemical attack, and have kind of like a shiny, oily type skin.
It'll shoot them with like morphine or whatever they need. Guy in the street.
Just into ballistic attack, into chemical attack, and it's going to have kind of like a shiny, oily type skin.
Yes,
and
it even monitors in case something happens to them. It gives them an injection, for example. If they get wounded, it'll shoot them with like morphine or whatever they need.
Exactly. If they break a leg, the suit will automatically form a splint and help to begin to heal the leg. Just incredible things like that. And so I'm watching Signs, and all of a sudden I get a real good look at the alien. And the alien that they sent in the movie Signs is wearing the suit that the United States military is developing at MIT right now.
From head to toe. Head to toe.
And the solution in this case is something called virtual reality.
I have my moments, I think.
How obsessed are you with your favorites in books, records, television? Books, records, television.
Look at that. Yeah.
return.
Oh.
America is not having a temper tantrum. The desire to reduce government is not childish. Instead, the American people are simply accepting the responsibilities.
In order to make room for fresh insight, we must first empty every thought, every opinion, all the stale air out of our lungs. Each time we breathe out, let go, let go, let go. More comfortably, more easily, always with the feeling that when we reach a state of joy, the unexpected happens.
One that begins, I am. For your purpose, your big dream, each of the goals along the path.
Set a pre-visualization system. One of the things we'd done on the film was to have on the set a pre-visualization system. You could actually see pretty close to the finished shot as you were shooting the actual foreground actors in front of the blue screen. So the cameraman would see the actors in front of the blue screen, but on a TV monitor at that point, we would see the actual composite.
Who are wherever each of you is? Each of you is wearing a pair of glasses, which has two little computer screens instead of lenses.
When those umbilical cords got ripped out of her. Ripped out of her. Just as the game architecture was being downloaded from her to all those slave pods.
To toe, it is an exact match for the description, right down to its ability to... buildings and to eject a poisonous gas from within itself.
And your computer is drawing the picture.
And as soon as I see that, I'm thinking, wow, there's a message here.
And other people's.
I'm always very interested in other people's stuff.
After the third time he says it, she runs away. That is an exact feeling to me of dream. Mm-hmm. And then everything turns over. And you begin to share, you the audience for the thing, stop watching and begin to mm-hmm. be inside the madness that's happening exactly. to her. Did you consciously go back to the same set of problems when you made Hour of the Wolf? Was that a decision? I mean, I saw the picture and I said to myself, it's interesting because he takes the same situation that he began with.
New metaphysics over here. Over there. Certain laws of evolution. I am redundant. I chose to spoke a long time ago, and the rest goes doubly said. The only answer is an exponential one. Play the transcendent trump, or get off the game board, my brothers. I mean, a living organism has got to eat. Concept of new, and I'm not speaking Yiddish. And self-reflection, all that remains is the infrastructure of a system game. which is invisible on the blind spot today, all wrapped up on itself and all. You might say blind spot is. Since being is more real than doing, contrary to the top 10 list, remains in the blind spot, 0.618 on the scale. I believe 0.618 is scale and currently underpaid.
Darkly. Did you consciously do that? Decide to go back?
Somebody is certainly going to get to myself. Beautiful bouquet of flowers, and guess who that was?
I guess it's something that I want to know fairly quickly, but I don't think I'm alone in this. And
yes, I took it to the police. I gave them a copy. They sent it to the lab, and then it came out blank.
I think a lot of men, in particular.
Cocksucker on the line, you know?
Yeah, but how can I do shit like that? I mean, isn't there a compliance officer here?
Oh, no, man. Everybody does that shit. Are you kidding?
I'm convinced that Spielberg gets information from our government.
This room and your fellow attendees 60 times a second in front of each eye.
Into the suffering of subjugated Europe by prayer, whereby we can fortify the determination of our sailors, soldiers, and airmen who go forth to set the captives free. The Queen joins with me in sending you this message. She will understand the anxieties and cares of our women folk at this time.
That's a very vulnerable time for her.
One of the virtues of virtual reality is that Cato didn't actually have to make a solid gold polished sheet wall over there. That's just computer graphics. And in fact, I didn't have to put on a tie today. I hate ties.
My computer is drawing this tie for me.
Just a number. Well, they can knock you down, they can plow you under. And when the only thing that matters is the dollar, then you know it don't belong to you or me. Oh, it ain't my land, it ain't your land. We'll be a rich land, but it's a poor land, because of the few that hold it in their tight grip hand, so that it don't belong to you or me. Now there was a time when this song was greater, but that was then, and this is later. And there's a hole in my heart that's like a crater, and they say it's gonna be the death of me. So let's take this song back, let's take this country, take back our future. It's our duty to stand up tall so that everyone can see. Then this land will belong to you and me. And it will be your land, and it will be my land. From California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land will belong to you and me.
Ci digante marak masé bidululi souf cédé lengawon tou fatou mi ngi don dar ni bidulul yu teddi ci melaki xawela yenen yu melni lu don rir ngir liberté di rir ngir jambar yi don xexte bal dakul di rir ngir ngi don gaday.
She could be crying out for help right here, right now.
And against the bomb, the chimes of freedom passion. She been a march in the Kubi, Ningi Laka to on the hall, Ninga Hamantini, Miyangi Don Wanye. Bi jolol yu nek ci xew diri ci taw bi ngelaw yiru jolol yu leer nek ci kawam.
Mr. Hope, seriously, what do you do? Like, do you pick out your own clothes?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Sure,
I do. What? And like, what do you got? Like, you got like a regular maid who like makes breakfast and stuff. Then you got like someone who cleans the house. So what do you got, about like five people around you?
I don't know. Let me see. I'll about that.
Wow.
Fantasy pussy, come tits, come suckers, come slut, come pussy cock, come pictures, come facials, co-ed sex, co-ed naked, cock gif, clitoris photos, blowjobs pictures, backdoor sex, babes XXX, Asian pornography.
Chimes of freedom passion. She could even Kim Tani, don't be many relay. The Aita can hear you, I'm for Mutte to Muranke. The Wakir Lamini, Monula Waksel Halat.
Which is why it looks much tidier than it would be if it were real time. All right, so what virtual reality lets you do is have the illusion of full sight and sound interaction while, in fact, communicating at long distance over the network.
In his films. Now, you know what? I've tried to get him on the program. I'm still going to keep working at it.
The only way I can tell if the game's not been contaminated. Pod is not about to be crippled for life because of my negligence. It's to play existence with somebody friendly. Are you friendly? Or are you not?
You don't have to believe me. God knows I don't. But it's good. The end of the tube, bottom of the pen, center of the pain. It's all good. But you knew that. Otherwise, it would be a pretty rough scene. And you know it's not. On with the games.
Described a TV movie as a great film. A TV movie as a great film, and you could feel the doubt in his voice, you know, from a very early stage. After, and it really didn't last very long.
Nick Hornby is my guest. His new novel is called High Fidelity. Now, the main character. Who's a record store? How familiar are you with record store culture?
These photographs, people had never seen this many dimensions.
They seized. London tells us that German destroyers and E-boats, that's motor torpedo boats, were reported to be entering the Allied operational area off the coast of France.
Thank you.
Read each affirmation aloud at least 1,000 times.
Blue Devil 4-4.
And has it affected, you know, your behavior in daily life?
That's very true, such as our house is in desperate need of siding, new siding on it. And my husband says, well, when spring comes, let's put siding on the house. And I says, well, let's wait till after September 11th to put siding on the house. If we're not raptured, then maybe the house needs siding. And there are things like when I get catalogs in the mail for clothes and shoes and this kind of stuff, and I look through the catalogs and I toss the catalog down. I says, what am I looking in this for? What do I need new clothes for? I don't need any new clothes between now and the rapture. I don't need any new shoes. I can wear what I've got.
He's president, you know? Who cares? Just get the cocksucker on the line.
Analogy. You know, I mean, every generation has its analogy. When I was growing up,
and that has to be true for the revolutionary movement as a whole, and it has to become true for everybody.
I don't need any new clothes.
Operational area off the coast of France.
Gave them a copy, they sent it to the lab, and then it came out blank.
I'm not a virologist or or a microbiologist or anything. I have limited knowledge in the field of both sciences. But now you in your, on your tapes you mentioned that it was
And there is no reason why you have to be able to know the real space, location, or identity of the person you're communicating with.
Bovine leukemia and visnaviruses, one of cattle and one of sheep.
Right.
Could you like kind of elaborate for the regular layperson on that, please?
Sure. What we think is that they crossed, in other words, mated the bovine leukemia virus and visnavirus, and produced a new virus, which we now call AIDS.
Is full and empty at the same time.
You know, programming sources from a small number of suppliers.
Hatred. That, for example, the Saudi plan doesn't, you didn't mention that they have refused to talk to the Israelis.
There's in the background. See the actual composite. Characters in the background. And that would give Steven an idea about new shots, because he's not looking with an actor in front of a blue screen anymore. He's looking at a scene with the actor in front of the synthetic environment.
I think, I feel, I suffer.
You know, for the last 25 years or so, everyone in this room probably considered themselves part of the silent majority.
For? What do I need new clothes for? I don't need any new clothes between now and the rapture. I don't need any new shoes. I can wear what I've got.
Now, that virus, along with bovine leukemia virus and bovine syncytial virus,
I've never worked in one, but I guess I've spent a lot of time in them.
There was going to be an animated series?
There's going to be.
What happened?
They're looking at it. No chronic, no cartoon.
That sucks, man. That would have been awesome.
Tell me about it.
So is that what happened with you and Holden McNeil? You got into a fight over the rights or something?
It was a little more complicated than that.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know. With the biz, I guess.
So what, do you guys not talk anymore?
No. Not really.
Yeah, that happened to me once. Me and this guy started a comic club, and we got into a fight one day over who looked better in bare legs, Electra or Robin. Anyway, I disbanded the club and just struck out on my own, kind of like Nomad, you know? I'm rambling on now. What I meant to say is that probably shouldn't have killed off Chronic.
Guess not. Some doors just shouldn't be opened.
Oh, like the door to death in Baby Dave's Winter Special, which you did on your own.
See? You don't need that McNeil guy anymore. You do great work on your own.
Look at your line work. Look at all the detail in this douchebag on page 18. Look at how you draw a fart, and tell me you're not better off without Holden McNeil. I mean, you were just carrying that guy like a brown bag lunch, you know what I'm saying?
You're so right.
Yeah, well, the true fans always are. Well, keep up the good work, man.
Love those dick jokes. Love them. See ya. Yeah. Bye. Okay, who's next?
An hour each for your purpose and big dream, 30 minutes each for your other goals.
So if we now apply the technologies I've been describing, not to the communication of today, but to the communication of 10 and 15 years from now, we have a world where human beings can engage in large amounts of interaction.
Into the bottles on the floor.
I have
just a baby.
The plague
must have obviously got to you.
Absolutely. Go away. Absolutely.
This plague is driving us all mad, sir, but you are the maddest of them all.
Yes. Oh,
you
no.
are the
this
sickest.
Really?
Your mind is a
yes,
running
is.
Sore,
I
sir. Your face is pus.
It's very hard to hear,
obviously,
isn't it, with him yelling in your ear. But I really
should
have
man.
Maybe we could have him
back to life.
Well, the problem is, you know, that there's nobody around these days.
Of course there's no one around.
We were in Ohio. I would do it myself.
You're dead.
Well, it's probably, I mean, if he really is crazy.
We're all dead here.
Do you think
the plague is killing us all?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. But if so, please don't touch him.
Please don't touch him. Like that in a coat like that.
Let's not get near him.
I mean, yes.
Not get near me. You've come
to me
already.
You know, when I came in here, I found a guard retching. Perhaps we can find someplace safe from crazy.
There's no place safe. There's no place safe for us.
Oh, please leave us alone. Please leave us alone.
We've got to go.
Absolutely. Let's
get
out of here. Quick.
He's even beginning to shake.
Oh, my God. Please. Help me in. Help me.
Resonance magic. And it is that magic that not only can bring you to the threshold as other magics can, but into the domain, into the mystery of unconscious presence, into the mystery of those dominions of the unconscious. What do you contribute? Often things like your dreams, your hopes, your visions, your imagination, your power, your creativity, your laughter, your joy, your innocence. Because of this terrible thing that has happened, the resonance that has generated, I'm afraid to dream, I'm afraid to hope, I'm afraid to expect, I'm afraid to be happy, or I haven't been. Maybe I'd love to be, but I just can't seem to muster any of those things. I don't know what happened to them. I just don't have any dreams anymore. Because I've sacrificed them or given them to the resonance of terror, to the resonance of fear, to the resonance of pain. As I can extract my dreams, my hopes, my expectations, my love, my joy, my laughter, whatever it is that I gave away, gave up, relinquished into that resonance, or into that interference pattern that became resonance. As I take it back, the resonance becomes interference. As I refuse to contribute my dreams, as I refuse to give up my laughter and my joy, that resonance will become, or rather that interference pattern will become a resonance again, but it won't be a resonance of terror. As I contribute, choose to put something into it, not my dreaming but this dream, not my visions but this vision, not giving up my love but flowing this energy of my love, then I can magically, miraculously change that field of terror, or change that field of pain or fear, and create a new resonance, a different resonance, a new formation for that energy.
Yeah, so... Dude, you know who I caught that I really liked? That's when I was Surfside. You know them at all? I think
did I see them?
The playboy doesn't look one in six.
Erased it.
Are you sure?
I transferred it myself. I heard it played back, and now it's blank like the rest of my tapes.
Oh, wait a minute. There he is now.
Jack, how are you? I'm Frank Donahue. I own the City News.
Oh, yes, yeah. Yes.
Could I talk to you a couple of minutes?
No, not
oh, come
right
on,
now.
Jack. 2 minutes. That's all I need. 2 minutes. I came all the way over here to talk to you. I'm gone.
What do you want to talk about?
Well, it's sort of private. Can we go back here and talk?
That means that we are following up this initial success in the same estuary. There was a heavy bombardment. There was a heavy bombardment of the British Channel coast across the Straits of Dover. That bombardment lasted for 45 minutes. Immediately after it began, Allied bombers escorted by fighters took off from British bases and winged their way across. And within a few minutes after their arrival over French soil, the bombardment ceased. There is every indication that everywhere along the French coast we met less opposition than we had expected. The obstacles encountered were less severe than we had supposed. The initial landings have been successfully completed. We have landed at least 60,000 paratroopers, British and American, at various points in Normandy. Undoubtedly, according to what we have heard so far, they are holding their positions. So stay tuned.
Pressure applicant countries to switch off dangerous nuclear plants.
Break the silence around my body tonight.
We don't negotiate with terrorists. We hunt them down one by one and bring them to justice.
Call toll free 866-448.
And you have the kids coming out of high school and college who have no clue how to play.
45.
Can you call my husband?
In many parts of the world, and that part, they would come into Mumbai. That's where I was at. And they would use these women, these low caste. They were not even low caste because they were nothing. They were brought from other countries in most cases. I was in the area that was mostly little girls from Mumbai, 1,000 miles away. They had been trafficked on the Trail of Tears. And most of them had gone through being beat in the dark, kind of like prisoners of war, starved, and then they're nice to them. And they would cycle that to break their will. But you know what? They don't. When they find, 10 years later, I've had teenage girls that have been in quite a while, and they become delightful people, healed, with sense of humor, with hope.
How could that be, Linda? I mean, we all know those formative years stay with you. Do they ever get over it?
So you make movies here, huh? I think I'm a frustrated actor myself, Jack.
What do you...
Resonant magic. It is that magic
that can get you there. Where's there? Before we take a break. The domains. As we say, there are 9 domains within your unconscious. Your unconscious, remember, is this vastness, more vast than you can comprehend. More vast than your imagination. It extends beyond the boundary of imagination. Your unconscious mind is not limited by time and space. In fact, it is surrounding time and space. But within it, there are certain oases. There are certain resonances, or points of resonance, more clearly said. There are certain points of resonance, certain oases, certain points of consciousness that draw, that attract, that create, therefore, a bubble, if you will, create a dominion, a domain, where the unconscious and conscious become one. There are 9 of them that you can relate to. There are more than 9, but there are 9 of them that you can relate to, that you can get to, if you will. What's the value of an oasis that you can never reach? The idea is, this is a place where your unconscious can become one. Where your unconscious become conscious, that's the underworld. This is a place where your unconscious and conscious can become one. You need to show up. You need to get there. And so we talk of 9 because those are the ones you can relate to. And we've talked of them before, so we cover them fairly quickly. Besides, the descriptions are inadequate anyway. The first is your rapport with nature. The second is your relationship to your true work. The third is exalted achievement. Your exalted achievements. Meaning those achievements that are filled with, that are born of, and filled with joy. Not every achievement is exalted. Achievements are wonderful. And many of them are powerfully beautiful and fantastic and incredible and all that. But they're not exalted. They're not lifted and filled with joy. They aren't the achievements that inspire and cause you to aspire. Those are 3. Now what we mean by that is when you, sometimes very physically, can get out amid nature and, quote, lose yourself there. You can have a peak experience. You can have one of those moments. You can have one of those experiences that is unconscious presence, where you and your unconscious, even in your world, become one. When you are in touch with your true work, when you experience and allow yourself to surrender, if you will, to immerse yourself in exalted achievements, your exalted achievements, not other people's, yours. That moment is one in which your unconscious all of a sudden becomes one with you. You don't necessarily, it doesn't become conscious necessarily, but you, conscious you and unconscious you, become one. In altered state awareness, in the more real world, uncluttered by the illusion, or less cluttered by the illusion, those moments or connections of oneness can be more intense, more profound, more miraculous. Beyond the illusion, in the more real, unencumbered, they can become even more so. Your rapport with nature is one doorway, one gateway relationship with your true word. Exalted achievements. Beyond that, peace. Peace. Feeling, sensing, experiencing a genuine sense, not a feeling of, but sense, knowing, peace. Virtue. Being in touch with that virility, that pure masculine energy, pure will, pure action, pure understanding and meaning of your strength, of your power. That virtue is another point where unconscious and conscious become one.
I wanted it to feel like, you know, I was chasing it and I was finding it as it happened.
You told the police that someone shot out the tire on McRyan's car.
Who told you that? Who told you that?
Jack, that's not important. I'm a reporter. I've got my sources.
No, all right. Now, why would a guy like you be interested in some kind of assassination nut like me?
Not exactly like that, because I have always been interested in the function of our demons.
Demons.
Yes. Do you know?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
Do I know? I have some in my house.
You have some?
Well, every house.
Yes. And I always have been interested in those voices inside you, and I think everybody have those voices and those forces. And I have always wanted to put them in reality, to put them on the table.
Make them visible?
Yes.
Put them in reality,
yeah.
The way the old lady suddenly appears,
yeah.
Standing there,
yeah.
While
yeah.
She's hanging up the laundry.
Exactly.
I can't believe this place. These people are so weird.
You wanted to come.
God, I can't believe you call these people contemporaries. Look at this guy over here with the pointy ears. What's that?
He's a Vulcan.
A what?
A Vulcan. Jesus, Potter. Why don't you take a walk and get us something to drink?
Okay, I will.
They say he didn't have an enemy. His was a greatness to behold. He was the last surviving progeny. The last one on the side of the world. measured a half mile from tip to tail, silver and black, with powerful fins. They say you could split a mountain in two. That's how we got the Grand Canyon. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Some say they saw him at the Great Lakes. Some say they saw him off of Florida. My mother said she saw him in Chinatown. But you can't always trust your mother. Off the Carolinas, the sun shines brightly in the day. The lighthouse glows ghostly there at night. The chief of a local tribe had killed a racist mayor's son. He'd been on death row since 1958. The mayor's kid was a rowdy pig. Spit on Indians and lots worse. The old chief buried a hatchet in his head. Life compared to death for him seemed worse. The tribal brothers gathered in the lighthouse to sing and tried to conjure up a storm or rain. The harbor parted. The great whale sprang full up and caused a huge tidal wave. The wave crushed the jail and freed the chief. The tribe let out a roar. Whites were drowned, the browns and reds set free. But sadly, one thing more. Some local yokel member of the NRA kept a bazooka in his living room. And thinking he had the chief in his sights, blew the whale's brains out with a lead harpoon. That's great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Last great American whale. Well, Americans don't care for much of anything. Land and water the least. And animal life is low on the totem pole. With human life not worth more than infected yeast. Americans don't care too much for beauty. They'll shit in a river, dump battery acid in a stream. They'll watch dead rats wash up on the beach. Complain if they can't swim. They say things are done for the majority. Don't believe half of what you see, none of what you hear. It's like what my painter friend Donald said to me. Stick a fork in their ass and turn them over, they're done.
These photographs, people had never seen this many dimensions of Native American culture.
sent little miniature tanks to the Czech border for the kids to play with, and the cannon blew them up to make them look like real live tanks. See, you didn't see it, y'all. That didn't happen. We admit we sent little miniature tanks to the Czech border for the kids to play with, and the cameraman blew them up to make them look like real live tanks. But I tell you, them old fools in Moscow, Russia's making the same mistake these old fools make in America. They plot their little sick, degenerate strategies, and after they plot it, they only take into consideration the reaction of the old fools, and they never consider the reaction of you young kids.
This isn't one of mine.
It's mine. I saved you a copy.
Hi.
Hi.
How have you been?
Good. Really good. Yourself?
Good. The new issue's selling like crazy for some reason.
Yeah, well, it's because it's really good. I liked it a lot.
Thank you. I haven't even seen this yet. Did it just come out?
Well, about a month ago. I did a really small run, self-financed, only about 500 issues.
Will I enjoy it?
You might. It's a familiar subject matter.
Story.
I finally had something personal to say. Well, I'm gonna go. I don't hold up your line here.
Yeah. It can get ugly. I just saw this nun call a small child a cunt rag.
Read that if you have a minute.
I will.
If you get the chance, give me a call because I'd like to hear some of your thoughts or whatever.
Okay.
Okay. It was really nice seeing you again.
It was really nice to see you too.
Who was that?
Oh, just some guy I knew.
No.
nut. I don't think you're a nut. In fact, that's why I'm here. You see, I've looked into this thing myself, and there's just a hell of a lot of things that don't add up about this, what are the cops calling it, a freak accident?
For all of you, but for some of you it is a cluster, a dominion, a place in which the unconscious becomes conscious, or rather the unconscious becomes one with the conscious. When you're truly in touch with your power. Another, principles. Those boundaries, those that are your positive boundaries, expansive boundaries, your principles. Your relationship with the archetypes, the renditions of shining ones, if you will, the archetypal energies, the raw materials and the tools of God, Goddess, all that is, that you experience in the rendition as the 22 archetypes. Your relationship with the archetypes, the renditions of shining ones, if you will, the archetypal energies, the raw materials and the tools of God, Goddess, all that is, that you experience in the rendition as the 22 archetypes.
Know some people I know here in the Midwest. And I got to get him on. I don't know, William, if he'd ever admit to that, but it's uncanny how his movies come out before the technology comes out, and then all of a sudden, there that stuff is.
Exactly.
How does he do it?
Right. Well, my friend Jordan Maxwell has a real good explanation for it. He often tells how in ancient times the Druids of Ireland and England would get together, and these were the magic priests, and they would tell their tales and of magic and spirituality, and all of the tales revolved around the magic of Hollywood, which is the material the wand of the Druid was made out of. And as Jordan says now, the Druids are back in business in Hollywood. The new temples, the new church, are the movie theaters.
Ah.
Coincidence, perhaps. It's just simply that the masters have returned of old, and Hollywood is back in business.
And then there's the other side of it, which is that we definitely feel good about what we're doing, about what we've done. And right now, it would be pretty hard to feel any better because we say it that we feel that the victory in Vietnam is a victory for the American people, and we certainly identify it as a victory for ourselves. It's something we fought for 10 years. I'd have to have my foot run over by a police car to feel bad today.
What was your life like before?
Before?
Before it was changed by Allegra Geller.
I operated a gas station.
You still operate a gas station, don't you?
Only on the most pathetic level of reality. Work liberated me.
Liberated?
Did you ever play a game, Art God? One word, capital A, capital G.
I don't have a bioport.
That's all stuff you're going to have to learn later. The most important thing you got to know right now is that you can be whoever you want to be on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who cares? Do what you got to do. Change your last name. Say you're the fucking vice president, you know? Who cares? Just get the cocksucker on the line, you know?
Well, today, I think instead of being the silent majority, we need to be the unsilent majority and take back our government.
Understanding of three-dimensional form is never-ending, and you can separate it into experiments. Space, interior, and exterior form, pressure from within. They're all one and the same big problem. But making holes through a block, you can relate the front to the back and so on. All these things are part of one's interest in understanding three-dimensional reality. They're all mixed up with the human thing, with one's own body and how one thinks about everything. This talk of representational and non-representational art, spatial and non-spatial sculpture, is all nonsense. There's no cutting it up into separate compartments. It's all one. I've looked at the nude for half my life. Our own bodies, our own makeup, have the greatest influence on art. If we were able to sleep on all fours or were the size of an elephant, for example, our architecture would be entirely different from what it is, and so would our art. We know from our hands what things are much better than we would if we had hooves. From our bodies, we understand nature. We can't get away from it.
Now, the player of the game, Art God.
President.
And the tools of God, God is all that is, that you experience in the rendition as the 22 octaves. And finally, lastly, ninthly, your rapport with the divine. Many of you who have worked in various ways with unconscious presence already, with workshops with us and in the experience and expression of your own life, can understand. Yes, there have been these treasured and cherished moments that have changed my life. And you often remember, you know, I took that walk down by the beach or in the woods or up into the mountain, and I was totally in touch. The rapport with nature. And in that moment, my unconscious and I, maybe you didn't describe it as that, maybe you didn't know it was that, but it changed you forever. Others of you know that when life is this way or that way and you stop and pause, or somehow your higher self takes you, directs you, guides you, or in some dream state, whatever nature, all of a sudden you are immersed in your true work, not your vocation or avocations necessarily, but the true work, what you're really here to do. A transcendent moment, everything changes. And likewise with those of you, not all of you, but for some of you, it is at times when you are truly immersed, surrendering to, releasing yourself to the exaltation, to the divine joy of your achievements. Not your ego's gratification, not the validation, but the divine joy of those achievements. And in those moments, you come away from them, changed, healed, shifted, lifted. Something happens that you cannot fully comprehend, a transcendent moment, a miracle. And likewise, perhaps not as clearly understood, but likewise, in those places of peace and virtue, of power and principle, more clearly understood in your relationship with the archetypes. That makes sense in its way to some of you differently. And certainly you understand, as you have explored and developed that relationship with the divine, your relationship, loving and being in love with God, with Goddess, loving and being in love with all that is. You see, when you can enter these states, your unconscious and your conscious become one. And when you get to those states, through presence and framework and strength, dipping into unclaimed love, in touch with your majesty and your grace, with alliance with your future and future self, then into those states, that activates the unstoppable power of your magic. And when you are very conscious of self, and conscious of power, and conscious of power born of love and will, and when in that very conscious, power-filled state, your choices are likewise filled with power, your choices are very conscious, empowered, right, wise, willed, stepping into that presence, stepping into that unconscious presence, your successes are unlimited. And the success is unstoppable. To get there, to actively, consciously get there, to the gate, any magic can take you there, to the heart, to the domain, to the mystery, to essence. Resonance magic.
Technology that belongs to the Anunnaki that was probably imported from Mars.
San Diego, and my idols at that time were John Barrymore and Orson Welles, and when I was 14 years old, I saw two movies and two performances that changed my whole opinion about acting. One was Montgomery Clift in The Place in the Sun, and the next week I saw Marlon Brando in Viva Zapata.
Very spiritual. Funny, too. The game, Art God.
Word, capital A, capital G.
Bioport.
Thou, the player of the game, art God. Very spiritual. Funny, too. God the artist, the mechanic.
Funny.
Initial phase of the invasion has been successful.
You know, after September, I'm going to be gone so I can have the extra dessert. Do you know what I mean?
I hadn't even thought of that. I had thought strictly in the other concept that I don't need these things because I'm going to be given something so much better.
What the hell is essentially a white middle-class revolutionary group doing in America in the year 1975?
Also, the individual loses his sense of self, but at the same time, he is aware of this unity. So this is paradoxical.
And with it, with that unconscious presence, you're creating and manifesting can be an art, a masterful art. And you truly can lift creating and manifesting to a new level, a new dimension, a new octave.
And that perhaps there's, I should say, likely there is a Stargate or wormhole technology that is there in Iraq that for Saddam represents in his mind his ace in the hole.
That, of course, is the initial stage. The Germans will now bring up reinforcements, and the real struggle will begin. But
before starting, ask the white light to surround you for your highest good.
Because he knows that the revelation of the knowledge that's buried 20 feet beneath the sands of Baghdad could have a crippling effect on the global mind. He could literally pull the rug right out from under Judaism and Christianity. And we know this just by watching the art market, the amount of Iraqi antiquities that are being smuggled out, even by UN people, is alarming to some people. Because this stuff never sees the light of day again. People like me, researchers such as myself and others that are interested in these cylinder seals that tell the story of humanity's past, won't get a look at this stuff because it's going into private collections, it's going into government collections, it's simply being just taken away and suppressed from the masses. The reason is because it tells a competing story to that which we have been told about ourselves.
Hog futures are down a quarter in Chicago and selling down an eighth in Sioux City.
Hog futures.
In other developments in the commodities market.
What?
Hog futures are down a quarter. Hey, what's the opposite of white?
Black.
Wrong. Yolk.
What? Is that like an egg joke?
Hey, Michael, when we stop to eat, are you going to put your coat back on?
Why?
Your wings, Michael. People are going to see your wings.
There are also certain issues, things that can be done in private versus in public. I know there are some doms that do medical play, et cetera, that can't be done in public in most jurisdictions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are certain things that anything
right.
that's going to involve blood, you just don't want to go near in public.
That sounds reasonable to me.
If the landscape were different, so would our lives be.
Thank you.
you take a break, and when you return...
wanted to discuss it with them.
That's just absolutely false. They offered to discuss it, and Israel refused.
Okay.
Allied leader is satisfied with the progress made so far.
The National Broadcasting Company, continuing our complete coverage of the invasion news, takes you now to the NBC newsroom in Washington.
Michael, people are going to see your wings.
They'll think less of you.
And the system we set up was something that the cameraman could pick the camera up and do a handheld shot, walk around like you would as a documentary, find the camera angles anywhere you want, and you will always see the same view that he saw as though the buildings were actually there.
This is it, you see. This is the cage of your own making, which keeps you trapped and pacing about in the smallest possible space forever.
And I was amazed at the naturalness and the I don't know how to explain this exactly, the lack of theatrical gestures and the internal work of the two actors. So that changed my whole. I had to rethink all my acting, from the great grand outward kind of gestures to how to get the phone off the hook.
Richard Harkness in our nation's capital. If I had only one word to describe Washington this historic D-Day morning, that word would be that our nation's capital is confident. There is a feeling here that now the invasion is underway, it will succeed.
Just, there are certain things that anything
right.
That's going to involve blood, you just don't want to go near.
Break out of your cage, Michael. Break out now. Keeps you trapped and pacing about in the smallest possible space forever.
Who cares? Just get the cocksucker on the line. Yeah, but wait, how can I do shit like that? I mean, isn't there a compliance officer here? Oh, no, man. Everybody does that shit. Are you kidding? I mean, even on Wall Street. What are you talking about, John over there? The guy works for us. The guy's a fucking chimp. Look at him. The only compliance work he's doing is making sure my lunch is still hot when it gets here. You know what I mean?
People had never seen this many dimensions of Native American culture.
that's very strange. Those demons, how they let themselves be created, how they got dimensions. Very, very, they came very, very fast. Suddenly they were there, all of them, and I had difficulties to select them. They all would like, they would come, all of them, about 50, 60.
That's wonderful.
Yes, wonderful. And I wrote, I think, 3 or 4 books full of notes with
your dog
people. Yes.
When watching the film, you know, I suddenly understood.
When I wrote it, when I wrote it, I was sitting in a room, it was a very hot summer, and I was sitting in a room, and very quiet, silent, with shadows. I don't want to have the sun in the room when I write. And I slept there too, and I had to finish, I couldn't sleep there. After two or three weeks, I couldn't sleep there because they were there.
They wouldn't get out.
Yes, then they wouldn't get out. They wake me in the night, and they stood there in the hour of the wolves, in the very early morning.
Yeah.
Yes, and they talked to me. It was a very, very strange time. And then, after making the picture, they are absolutely awake.
Just as the characters out of Ingmar Bergman's imagination have become world famous, so have the actors who portrayed them.
And that's the true treasure, I believe, or among the true treasures that's there in Iraq. And that's why we're doing a full perimeter wipe down over there. Gain control, gain access. To the subterranean facilities in Iraq, gain control of those libraries.
Gosh, would
you... to a place where this material will be readily available. It excites me, but the historical pattern, well, for example, Adolf Hitler and his second-in-command, Heinrich Himmler, were huge collectors of Iraqi antiquities. They were sending people over there looking for their Aryan origins and bringing stuff back to Germany, to Himmler's Wevelsburg Castle, which was his grail castle in the middle of Germany. 10,000 volumes of occult literature, all centered upon the Holy Grail, and Hitler's passionate interest in stories about the Pied Piper of Hamelin, the figure that leads people into the inner world through gateways or holes in space. Hitler believed that we live in a Swiss cheese universe that was solid but filled with holes that you could travel through. Imagine that.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened to that library at Wevelsburg? Well, after we bombed Nuremberg and began to take control of that stuff, all of that treasure, all of that library, every bit of it disappeared.
Somebody's got it.
Well, yeah, and it's probably the story that I've been told is... this is a conspiracy. It's a part conspiracy, part mystery. The story is that a lot of that was brought back to the United States after World War II, and along with a lot of the Nazi scientists and people that understood the implications of that material. Then there's a young congressman from California that's approached by the intelligence agencies and says, listen, we need you to introduce some legislation that will allow us to return some of these Nazi artifacts to Germany. This young congressman plays ball, and suddenly his career is accelerated.
His name really?
Is Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Amateur nude photography. Amateur nude images. Adult swingers, adult MPG, heavy nude, asterisk sex asterisk. Gif amour seeks pornography, erotis gratuit striptease, fans news fills chat direct, lesbians seeks oral seeks anal fills signs cross signs chat found colon tour trancher base images fauches bowery McCarthy porno nation. Ожалейте, но изыски за тус фэнси к сору мюз от мюз фэнси уз мэртудри. Я лирен тичат. Мэртвэр имэчис фанчу сик сору мюз порно сик сору нудри. Я лирен тичат. Мэрт фэнси уз от мюз сик скай сик чат порнографи порн порно порн фэнси уз фэлс фэнси уз сипр прин мэрт секс энд пусси ан айм мэрт ла кэдди персан на сик скай ан айм сик скай сипр прин фэнси уз мэрт порн фэнси уз от мюз мэрт дэдэми мюз чат порн порн секс энд пусси сик сорл.
That girl. Everyone's pretending she wasn't even in the car. Now, you saw her.
All right,
what
else did the source of yours have to say?
What to think, you know. A lot of people aren't as sophisticated as me and Huey.
Oh.
You know, we don't want any trouble. We just want to get to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
He's worried that somebody will see you and try to steal his story.
I am not worried.
Yes, you are worried.
Hey, look what Pansy left us. Car bingo. Oh, dig the propaganda. The miles will fly and your children won't cry if you play car bingo.
All right.
And I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. This mystery is a profound one, and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband.
E la donna sia rispettosa verso il marito.
Where he will read the Holy Gospel.
And all I ask in return is the opportunity to do my work. And they will allow it. Because I raise issues.
Cage, Michael. Break out now.
here because the SEC requires it. It's the easiest job in the world. Oh, look, I think he's actually masturbating right now. Stay the fuck away from her.
Among other things, that you recorded that gunshot.
That's great work, Jack. I'd sure like to hear the tape. Have you got it here?
All right, what good would it be? I mean, I could have made it in a recording studio.
You could have, but, I don't think you did. I don't think you did.